Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a long story, and it's kind of hard to understand, but these are hands down the scariest moments in my life. For some context, we live in the suburbs, surrounded by houses, malls, and little shops. However, there is a 10-mile-long trail that cuts through the deep woods near the downport entrance. About 2 miles into the trail, there is an abandoned factory. My friends and I used to go down to the factory at night to explore it. We are all big guys as we play football together. I'm 6'4 and 260 pounds, the biggest guy there. And the smallest is probably Thomas, who is shorter but still ripped. So, we were never really scared and would often go in a group of at least four, about 4 times a week. We knew the layout of the area well, and nothing bad ever happened when I went with them. We had to walk the 2-mile trail in complete darkness, which was honestly worse than the factory itself, until strange things started happening. There is a heavy MS-13 gang presence in the downport area, so that was the only thing that we were really scared of. Alright, enough exposition. Let's get on with the story. The first time we went, it was me, Chuck, Thomas, and Dylan. We were just exploring because it had been months since our last visit. The place was covered in debris and graffiti, looking really scary in the pitch black darkness. We were surrounded by miles of woods with no houses in sight. The woods emitted a constant ambient noise of bugs, deer branches, and leaves rustling, so it was never truly quiet. Anyway, the first time we went, nothing really happened, but it was starting to feel uneasy. There are two main buildings, and the one farther back is much bigger than the one in the front. Half of the walls are knocked down, making it even scarier as you can see the woods from every angle. We were on the right side of the bigger building, and we never went to the left side because it looked kind of boring and barren. We were being reckless, throwing rocks on the roof and making loud noises, but we left because nothing happened. That was the first time. The second time, everyone except Dylan was there. Roman joined us this time. It turned out to be the worst night for Roman and me. We started exploring the smaller building closer to the entrance, trying to find a way to get to the roof, when we heard an absolutely gut-wrenching scream coming from the back left building. We all froze and looked at each other like, "What was that?" We didn't hear any other noises except for that scream, which sounded like someone had just been killed. It was so horrifying. However, we did see other people with flashlights on the trail, so we thought it was just them being idiots. We kept looking around, and eventually, we made it to the bigger building. We entered the pitch-black factory, where the only sounds were coming from the forest, and a trickling of water due to the rain the night before. The inside of the factory was covered in darkness. We went through one of the huge pried-open metal garage doors and started exploring. Thomas and I were the ones with our phones out, using the flashlights to scan the area, since we were still on alert because of the scream. As we walked toward the left side of the factory,
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Each scanned one side of the doorway, like in Rainbow Six Siege. I saw an old, dirty wooden wheelchair, and nothing else, while Thomas saw nothing but a big wall separating two sides of the huge room. We both shone our lights in the middle, where there was a shopping cart, brand new looking cans of Red Bull, and a pallet with a bunch of blankets scrunched up into a small ball. Immediately, we were like, "What the heck?" and stopped. We were so loud, and there was no way there could be a person right there. But we shone our lights at it. We were about 20 yards away, and we all agreed that it could not be a person because it was way too small. So, we inched towards it, with Roman and me in the front. We were about 10 yards away when we stopped again. Everyone was silent, and I swear every single noise in the area stopped. There was no more sound of trickling water or ambient noise from the woods. We all stared at the blankets, and then they moved. The person underneath lifted his leg up and sat up, and we were gone. We ran away so fast that I didn't even turn around to see what was chasing us. We made it back to the trail and jogged all the way back to the car without saying a word, just thinking, "What the heck?" and "Oh my God." The next time we went, Bayer, Chuck, Roman, and Mikey joined us. This is a short story, but still, honestly, bad. We were walking the trail to the factory again and reached the pitch black factory. As we entered the first building, where nothing had ever happened before, we saw a truck parked inside the factory. We all ran away because we thought it was either security, cops, or MS-13. We stayed by the fence for about 10 minutes to see if we heard anyone, but we didn't. Mikey and I then walked into the factory to inspect the truck. The license plates were scratched out, with duct tape covering them. The keys were in the ignition, and there was a wheelbarrow, garbage bags, and shovels in the bed of the truck. We heard more yelling coming from where we had seen the guy sleeping, so we got out of there, thinking that this was definitely gang-related. This is the last time we went, and probably the last time we will ever go. We went in the evening, so we still had some visibility, and it wasn't as scary. However, we quickly realized that we had made a mistake, because it became dark as soon as we reached the trail, and it was pitch dark when we got to the factory. We wanted to go see the car again, but it was gone. There was no tire marks or any evidence of it ever being there. It had simply vanished. We decided to keep looking around because we had never seen the factory in daylight, although the daylight was close to gone anyway. We were in the first building when we heard a full-on argument, a screaming match coming from the area where we had seen the guy sleeping. We walked over there slowly, and we were about 30 yards away from the entrance to the left side of the factory, when, out of the complete darkness, a short, skinny old man with long white hair and a long white beard rolled out on his wooden wheelchair. He was covered in blood and wearing a white t-shirt with a bloody stump where his right leg should have been. This guy looked absolutely deranged, and he started talking to us. Roman talked back to him. The guy noticed our phones and pleaded for us to help him, saying that his friend had fallen and needed our assistance. He wanted to use our phone. He started rolling towards us, and Roman told him to back up. Roman and I were the only ones talking to him, while Chuck and Dylan were already inching away. The guy kept repeating the same thing over and over again when his friend walked out of the darkness. It was a medium-built guy, holding a bottle upside down by the neck like a weapon. It was obvious that he was completely out of his mind. He didn't even look at us, and just stared at the floor. He was standing behind the wheelchair guy, who was whispering to him. Roman and I started backing away, but the wheelchair guy, who had been acting nice all this time, suddenly flipped a switch and started screaming at us. "Come here, I'm gonna kill you." He began rolling towards us, and Roman and I started taunting him, telling him to walk over and do something, while we ran away. Out of the corner of my eye, when I turned around, I saw the other guy running on all fours, screaming like a monster, with the broken sharp bottle in his hand like a knife. We got out of there. I jumped over the fence like an Olympian. They kept screaming at us until we were out of sight. Keep in mind that it was already dark again by this time. We are never going there again. The cool graffiti just is not worth it.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.